From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Sarah Tapton is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Outgoing Greene County Sheriff Greg Seeley appears to be defying county policy by announcing his plan to deputize his son before the end of the year. Matthew Seeley graduated last week from the Zone 14 Police Academy. In a Facebook post at the time, Seeley's office congratulated Matthew and two other graduates, Joseph Caputo and Megan Downey, referring to each of them as deputy. Greene County Administrator Sean Groden said the younger Seeley will not officially become a deputy until after he takes the civil service exam on September 14th. Pending the results of that exam, he would be hired by the sheriff. Groden said, and I quote, "It takes 15 to 90 days to get a test result back. If his dad is still sheriff, he has to pass on any job offering. Until his dad is retired, he cannot be hired," end quote. Asked about a potential policy violation, Seeley said he paid for Matthew's training himself while the other two deputies attended at the county's expense. Matthew will be hired as a per diem deputy, he said. Seeley is angry because his son may lose an employment opportunity. He said, and I quote, "I'm furious my kid has to get penalized over this. That policy is absolutely wrong," end quote. The sheriff says he and his son are being treated unfairly. He said, and I quote, "I'm not disputing the policy exists. To be honest, I don't know if I ever looked at the manual," end quote. Seeley is a longtime county employee and has served as sheriff for 12 years. Independence Party sheriff candidate Diana Benoit said, and I quote, "It should be about what you know, not who you know. There has to be standards for hiring more than just what civil service has. You have to be careful with nepotism and hiring families," end quote. Benoit said the decision to hire Matthew Seeley was made prior to his graduation because the sheriff's office typically sponsors deputies' training at the police academy. Republican candidate Pete Kaminsky declined to comment. The Greene County Sheriff's Office is not a state-accredited law enforcement agency. Benefits of the accreditation program include, among other things, a set of professional standards, assurance of fair selection and recruitment, and promotion process. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Diane Valden is reporting for the Columbia paper. State police from the Livingston Barracks arrested and charged a Berkshire Farm Center staff member with sexual abuse June 21st. Kelly R. Wages, 39, of Philmont, stands accused of two counts of second-degree criminal sex act, endangering the welfare of a child, and two counts of third-degree sexual abuse. Berkshire Farm Center and Services for Youth staff reported the abuse allegations to the police. The subsequent investigation determined that Wagers, a Berkshire Farm Center clinician, had allegedly committed the acts with a person under the age of 17 at the center's Canaan facility. Berkshire Farm Center is a residential treatment facility for troubled youth. Young people are sent there by the courts as part of the state's juvenile justice system. Wages was arraigned in Livingston Court and sent to the Columbia County Jail in lieu of $15,000 cash bail or $30,000 secure bond by Justice Harold Weaver. You can read the full story in the Columbia paper. Amanda Purcell is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The staff at the Columbia County Board of Elections said July 8th, the absentee ballot count has been completed and left the unofficial June 25th primary results unchanged. Three races in Hudson's 2nd and 4th wards were too close to call on election night. With the absentee count now complete, it now appears that incumbent 2nd Ward Supervisor Abdus Meyer, Alderwoman Tiffany Garcia, and Alderman Dewan Sarawar prevailed in their races. The 4th Ward political newcomer Malachi Walker and incumbent Alderman Joseph Rosenthal won, kicking incumbent Richard Volvo off the Democratic line. A total of 1,199 voters cast their ballots in the city Democratic primary this year, a higher voter turnout than 2016 and 2017. County Democratic Election Commissioner Virginia Martin said a total of 1,199 voters cast ballots in the city Democratic primary this year, a higher voter turnout than in 2016 and 2017. The turnout represented 49.5% of registered Democrats citywide. In the city Democrats' top race, First Ward Alderman Kamal Johnson defeated incumbent Rick Rector to take the Democratic line on the November ballot by almost 2-1, 678 to 354. Rector's name will appear on the Republican, conservative, and independence lines in November. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. The Daily Freeman is reporting the Hudson Athens Lighthouse will kick off its summer season Saturday, July 13th. Monthly tours will be offered July 13th, August 10th, September 14th, and October 12th. Boats will depart from the Hudson Boat Launch on the hour between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. Departures from the Athens Boat Launch are on the half hour, beginning at 11:30 a.m. and ending at 2:30 p.m. Information is available at HudsonCruises.com. And you can read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Larry Rollison is reporting for the Times Union. The State Public Service Commission has decided it would not extend the public comment period for the $12 million settlement agreement with Charter Communications. This could allow for the PSC to approve the accord at its meeting July 11th. The commission last week received 21 requests from the public to continue the comment period for 90 days beyond the July 8th deadline, thereby delaying approval of the settlement for several months. Nearly all the requests appeared to be form letters submitted electronically by members of the union representing cable TV technicians that have been on strike against Charter for more than 2 years. The settlement ends negotiations between the PSC and Charter after the commission voted to kick the company out of the state for violating an agreement to expand its high-speed internet network. Charter had agreed to expand its services to underserved areas of the state as a condition of its 2016 acquisition of Time Warner Cable. Read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.